The clock is now ticking for the 538 frontline managed isolation workers who have until the end of the month to get the jab if they want to keep working in MIQ. John Crocker is the National Secretary of Unite Union, the union representing those MIQ workers. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Okay, what are those workers telling you about what's been going on over the last week or so? 500 or so who still need to be tested. Is it just logistics? They can't get an appointment, maybe they've missed one, or is there a genuine resistance here to getting vaccines, in your view?
We haven't heard of a genuine resistance from our members. Those who've been hesitant have wanted more information, and as far as we know, gone on to get it. So we're not seeing big clusters of resistance out there in our membership. Logistical issues could be a big part of it.
Okay, so it's not like there's a whole lot of people who are anti-vax. It's more what? I'm just trying to get a handle. It still feels like a reasonable amount. What are the logistical problems to getting the test? It's been well over a month or so now in which they could have got it, the vaccination.
I'm not sure. I think it's time for the ministry to look at itself. I think we're all a bit surprised that this outbreak has happened to these two security guards who weren't vaccinated. And I think the government needs to look really at its own processes rather than looking at these workers.
The workers have been told pretty clearly now, though, that they've got a couple of weeks to get that vaccination or face a conversation with their employer, which I guess potentially means being moved into something else. What is your reaction to that? How do you propose to sort of support them through that?
Oh, look, that's fine. We've been on this time frame for quite a while. We always knew we had 10 weeks from late February to the beginning of May. So apart from some inconsistent messaging from the government as to whether that's still, the beginning of May or yesterday, apart from that, it's been fine. Nothing unexpected there. It's going to be difficult if those conversations come up. The employers don't want to get rid of people. And, some people are going to have legitimate reasons for not getting the jab as well. So it's going to be a question of, how can we find them other employment where they're not disadvantaged at all?
Do you think there will be that other employment?
I think in a lot of cases there are. I think the employers are going to be very keen not to let these people go. Because these people, they're the ones that have been working in MIQ for a year now. They've been keeping us safe this whole time. They've gone through redundancies last year. They've seen some of their colleagues leave. And, if someone's got a real reason for not getting the vaccine, then they're not going to want to fire that person that we're thinking and calling heroes.
Are they feeling a bit beat up at the moment?
Oh, look, they are, but they have been. We haven't had any particular anyone coming to us about the recent media, but, we hear stories all the time about the stigma they face in their community. Some of them still aren't on the living wage. They take extra steps in their day-to-day life to keep everybody safe, their friends and family. So, yeah, they're feeling pretty fatigued by this whole process.
At the crunch point here, what should happen if a worker says they simply do not want to be vaccinated, they've got concerns for whatever reason, it's in 2 weeks' time? In your view, can that person then be either moved to another job? And if they can't get another job, is it appropriate for that person to lose their job?
Well, not necessarily. So people can't be terminated for some of these reasons. I mean, there's a worst-case scenario here where we don't want to run into, which is someone has a legitimate medical reason for not getting a vaccine, say, I know them. Terminate this reason. I mean, that would be a disaster. We're trying very, very hard to avoid termination because there are going to be situations out there which are just a terrible look and completely unfair on the individual.
Okay, just finally, the line's a bit scratchy. There was a signal yesterday, I thought, from the those running the MIQ that from May 1st there would be a requirement in any new people coming into the border workforce in a new job to have the vaccination. Is that appropriate, that it's stipulated that you start on the border, you have the vaccination when you start?
Yeah, I mean, that is appropriate. It's appropriate to have that position, that in place at the position. Yeah.
John Crocker, thank you very much for your time. That's the National Secretary of the Unite Union there representing MIQ workers.